There's always that one
podcast
that will always have your heart. You'll never see it coming, 'cause
that's the way of Tidbits Pod.
Woo!
Do you remember, girl, I was the one who gave you your first kiss? 'Cause I remember, girl, I was the one who said,
listen to Tidbits. Time for episode 4.
Oh,
4.
Oh,
4.
Oh,
4.
Oh,
the 40th episode of Tidbits Pod. Remember the 5th of November. Can't remember why, but the rest of the tune isn't as catchy. So what are you gonna do? Anyway, all right, chums. Hello, I must be going, and welcome to Tidbits Pods. I'm walking at night on Guy Fawkes Night, Guido Fawkes if you prefer, Gunpowder Treason Night, a night where in the UK, like, people dance around fires and, you know, set off fireworks and some burn anti-Catholic effigies with big grins on their faces. Yeah, that's tonight. But anyway, it's a weird kind of English thing, maybe broadly British, but all you need to know really is that there's potential that you might hear some kind of banging in the background, like banging that I'm going to try not to react to. Otherwise, this is going to get very stop-start and very annoying. Tee-hee! Banging! Grow up. But yeah, it's a nice little chill in the air tonight. No jackets required. But seriously, against all odds, it's another day in paradise. Sussudio. So just thought I'd check in. How's it going, team? I'm pretty tired myself. Kept up last night by a couple of mad leaks back at Shea Tidball. That's right. The roof is leaking. Deep cut. But to quote an old colleague, fucking hell, it's the water was pissing in last night, absolutely pissing in. But more leaks than downtown Cardiff on St David's Day. Drip, drip, drip all night. So have you ever seen that bit in The Sword in the Stone? Like, it rains. Everything's loads of water everywhere, and the water's pissing into Merlin the Wizard's little tower / man cave / shag pad. You know what I'm talking about. And yeah, he's running around trying to catch it in all loads of little pots and pans and shit. And there's like his little mate, the owl's giving him some back chat. And that's what my evening was like last night. So hopefully it won't rain so hard going forward, or I can get that fixed or whatever. But yeah, any little hint of rain and I'm on immediate leak patrol, like living in a sponge. So, well, actually, speaking of Sword in the Stone, if you're in the mood for something, or something very bleak. Like, do you remember the bit where the blonde kid, like the little trainee, he turns into a squirrel, and then there's like a rapey girl squirrel, and she's all over him, chasing him about and that, after his nuts. Tee-hee! Enough of that. But then he turns back into a kid, and then she goes running off into the trees. Fucking hell, like, look that up on YouTube. Sword in the Stone, squirrel scene, depressing. It'll come up, but Yeah, that's a proper little heartbreaker. Down, banana. Maybe I can make that a little feature. But yeah, just been back in the gym today, all I ever do. And I'm gonna throw this out there, but yeah, I had an encounter with like the best leafletter ever. Leafleteer, whatever. But I'm on the rower Friday night going for a new PB, so you know I'm not looking good. I've got the headphones on, doing a bit of mouth breathing, sweating obviously, and yeah, look up and stood at the end of like he's in front of the machine. There's this this kind of haunted looking geezer. So yeah, like he's not in gym stuff either, so I thought, yeah, here we go, kind of thing. And yeah, because at night at this gym I go to, like, you get all the drug dealers and the weirdos. Like, they get there at night because there's no staff in there. But anyway, so I've stopped rowing, like the little timer's going, and I'm annoyed at that. But I lifted the little headphone bud, like that thing off my ear, so the tune's still going, but I can hear him. And I'm like, yeah, you alright there, mate? He's and he sort of goes into his coat and pulls out this leaflet. And he just kind of looks me in the eyes and goes like, you work out, yeah, but are you working in? And then, yeah, I said something sort of like, no thanks, and then he fucked off. But, yeah, I think I should have taken that leaflet, actually. But, yeah, put it in a frame. It's a Gervais thing, isn't it? Like, what? You don't have a favourite leaflet? Sort it out. But yeah, I started reading Catch 22 the other day, or listening to it, whatever. But it was all right, like right at the beginning, but it didn't immediately grab me, so I was gonna give up on it. But then, you know, if I stop reading it altogether, then I'm never gonna find out what a catch 22 is when people say that phrase. So for now I've sort of decided to stop reading or listening, but I've stopped listening just until it gets more interesting. If only there was some kind of, I don't know, like, I can't really describe what I'm trying to say, but it's almost like a paradox. And yeah, maybe that one needs some work. It's nearly good. Oh dear. But yeah, let's try to be less highbrow. I read an article about how TikTok and such, like YouTube Shorts and Instagram, all the same shit, isn't it? But how those little videos and little snapshots, like bite-sized content or whatever you want to call it, it's supposedly destroying attention spans. Like, so it's a pretty Route One article. You've probably read very similar, but it's not really true though, is it? Like, you know, before all these, there was Vine and that, and you know, before that you would just flip through the TV channels or like flip through the radio. You know what I mean? It's been the same for however long, but you know, everyone just seems to get riled at the new thing. It's like kind of every new technology that's, yeah, it's all just the same shit, isn't it? But yeah, so these TikTokers, they're clever kids as well. Like, you know, they know exactly what they're doing. Like, you know, a lot of it's very carefully choreographed to sell you shit, or you know, make you buy shit for your kids or whatever. And yeah, like, I watched, I think it was a 17 second video, which before that had two adverts, and then like during the video, just in case your attention's going to go away, had a little caption above that said, watch till the end, like as if I'm going to skip ahead 12 seconds, like I can't be wasting that time. But, and then after it was done, advert straight away. So, yeah, but that's the world, isn't it? And they say the next generation won't have any skills, but, you know, 10 years' time, I challenge you, yeah, in 10 years, find me a kid that can't mime. Impossible, isn't it? Everyone's expert. I mean, you go into any kind of secondary school and they're all going to be kind of already like haggard old sort of theatre performers. Like, you're right there, mate? Darling, the day that I got dance is the day that you can put me on the ground. I think like 11 or something, but I don't really remember what my point was here. But yeah, I remember back in primary school, we had one computer in the classroom, everyone losing their minds, taking turns typing and shit, like, you know, it's exciting. So I came home, told my dad, and he goes, why do you want to learn how to type? I've never typed. Do you want to be a secretary? Like, really? he couldn't comprehend what it was and what was going to happen. Like, I mean, imagine not being able to type now. You're a dinosaur. Like, it's probably almost as bad as not being able to read almost, isn't it, now? But, yeah, he's one of the few that still can't. And, you know, but he doesn't really need to. But whatever. I think that what I'm saying, or what I'm not saying, is that people are just getting lazy about kind of embracing new things when they come in. Like, I 100% certainly that is me included in that. But yeah, when the next new technology thing comes, I think I'm gonna get 10 toes into it, like, kind of whatever. And yeah, I remember last year I was on Twitch, did that for a few hours, and yeah, it'd be nice sort of earning a crust out of that. Just got to find a talent. I was trying to do Sporkle videos and chat, like online quizzes. You can see it on YouTube still, putting Jack Tibble does Sporkle flags. You'll see me you're trying to talk and do a quiz at the same time, and it's yeah, well, you'll see it, but whatever. Maybe I'll put a link in the description, go have a look. But yeah, it's all just about sort of finding that thing that you like doing and trying to make money out of it, sort of thing. That's a Julian Dean joke, isn't it? Like, yeah, a teacher at my school once said, do the thing that you love most in the world and you'll never work again. And yeah, I had a teacher like that, and it was like, he was right. And for doing the thing he loved, he got banned from teaching because he was a nonce. And yeah, I think he died in prison, so that's grim. Anyway, so let's take this in a new direction. New direction. But speaking of technology, oh, blimey. Said I weren't going to react, but that one. I mean, what the hell? What happened to scratch and sniff technology? Like, why didn't that progress? Like, imagine that with virtual reality headsets. Like, be amazing. Like, that was my attention span thing growing up, like scratch and sniff and magic eyes. They were the shit back in the day. And yeah, you just kind of sit there. I had a magazine right up to my face, and you'd sort of just shout to your pals or my brother or whatever, this picture of a sandwich sort of smells a bit like a sandwich, smell that. You kind of, you know, cross-eyed at the same time as well, because you're doing the magic eye at the same time. Blimey. But yeah, you'd sort of just be sat there cross-eyed, sniffing the page for 20 minutes, but you wouldn't give up. And, you know, that's what make your parents proud. Like, you know, oh, we've got a shit child there, but at least he's developing an excellent attention span. That seems to be the most important thing to have. But yeah, it's, here we go. Wow, it's going by some army barracks. But yeah, it's kind of weird as well. Like when you think, you know, like how good things are going to be in the future, like way in the future, and we can't even conceive sort of how good it's going to be. Like, well, some people now, like they kind of think that now is the peak of technology and it's all downhill from here. Like, you know, oh, we've had Concorde and now they don't make them anymore, so it's all going backwards kind of thing. But it's just no way, is it? Like, people have thought that all the way through existence. Like, it's not going to get better than fire. Like, it's all downhill from here or whatever. But, like, you know, imagine living before toilets and plumbing. You're like yeah, shitting in a big hole. You know, that's much more hygienic than shitting in the road or whatever. But yeah, things are never going to get better. We've peaked. And well, if you need the facts, I looked this up the other day, and well, yeah. Like, we've only had kind of water flushing toilets for about 400 years, us as Homo sapiens. Only 400 years, like maybe a bit before that, but kind of people are thick, aren't they? So, I mean, everyone wouldn't have immediately kind of got on board and bought one. Like, maybe some dude with his arms folded, like standing in front of his house, like, I don't know, seeing it in a magazine or something. Hygienic, convenient shits. Or maybe he's got to be positive. Hygienic, convenient shits. Not for me. My wife and I are perfectly happy shitting in the garden. Thank you very much. Got a nice bushel of hay. I mean, I think anyone brilliant and famous before, like, let's say before about 1600, that you can think of, like, I don't know, Da Vinci, like Joan of Arc, Aristotle, like amazing minds, these people. And, well, maybe they're not, because they're all just shitting on hay in their gardens. So, yeah, all thinking that they're the peak of human potential. It's not going to get better than us. We're the geniuses. Whatever, but I think, like, there's going to be textbooks about now, like in the distant future, and they'll be, you know, looking back on studies of the weird quirks of the 21st century Homo sapien, like making notes and shit, and like they'll look back like for operations, like, you know, yeah, for operations they'd go into a special little room, and they used to drug the patient or like numb them with chemicals, and then a little team of doctors and nurses and surgeons would come in, cut them open, and with a little knife that they'd put in boiling water to be, they thought that was healthy or whatever, and then they'd go in, they'd try and sort out the problem. And then we've like, you know, sometimes they'd have little machines, or sometimes do it manually, just with their hands. And then, yeah, they'd just mess about with some stuff, take the gloves off, and then just sew them back together with fancy string, which, you know, it's just sit there, and the patient wouldn't kind of heal for ages. And after that you'd have people's bodies held together with staples and string for however long, like hours, days, weeks even, until it all healed over, and that was that. And yeah, if it didn't work, they'd have another go until that patient either got better or got dead. Or maybe they just sort of learned, or they found out a way to live with their ailment. But anyway, yeah, surgeries, fucking grim. However you look back at this, it's going to be mad. But obviously it's much better than what it was, but we're still not there, so we can't say we're at the peak. Like, I don't know, doing it all with crazy stuff, like mind powers or something, but like they'd go, you know, the vast majority of these humans back in the 21st century, they had deaths that were caused by stuff that they couldn't even control. Like, there were still diseases and people were still murdering each other and there were still wars and fires, crocodile attacks, all this sort of stuff. And yeah, oh God, that must have been a scary time to live back in the 2020s. God, they used to age, poor fuckers. They had their food and energy from stuff that they didn't have control of the supply, and they used to have to change their diet and physically exercise if they wanted to change their body shape, or they'd go in for cosmetic versions of surgery, like an absolute freak show. And like, whatever you're saying, like, oh yeah, people used to breed without training or a license, or they'd have pets without training or a license, or they'd prepare each other's drinks and meals without training or a license, or handle their finances without training or a license. Like, it's like the Wild West if we still have that reference. But yeah, these dickheads kind of divided the world up into all these complicated bureaucratic little chunks that was important to them, and then they couldn't freely travel between them for some reason. And what was that about? And yeah, they had kings and monarchs who controlled them. Like, just some cunt in a shiny hat lording over them. And but they were thrilled to bits about it. It wasn't like now. Like, they like being controlled. And yeah, like, they sort of built their society around it. And, you know, they had pictures of kings and queens on their plates and cutlery and shit, and named their kids after these people. Madness. Like, they the primitive man used to drug themselves for recreation, and God, they were kind of, you know, confused about deep space or deep sea or what consciousness was. They didn't know that, and how everything began, and what happens post-death, and what everything's made up of on a tiny level. So they sort of, then they made up stories to try and make sense of it all. Like, they had different gods and deities and shit and riddles and that, devoted their lives to these things, like full on full days or whatever, sacrifice people. And then, I mean, fair enough, but then they'd kind of kill each other if their little, you know, the differences in their magical fictions were just slightly off and their different ideas used to kill each other. But yeah, ultimately that was just an excuse to put more cunts in shiny hats. So yeah, made people feel that these people are more special than they are. But yeah, imagine the primitive man going to work. A little briefcase or a backpack or something. Like, imagine having to do that now. Like, they were limited to one body, only had five senses. Like, they could never truly compare their experiences. Like, they'd never know someone else's pain properly, or they couldn't see in infrared like we can, or ultraviolet. You know, so that's pretty cool. Imagine not seeing that. Like, they had to sleep back in the day. Imagine. They couldn't breathe underwater. They shaved. Fashion. What the fuck was that about? Like, they had developed loads of different languages, so it was really difficult to sort of communicate easily with everyone in their species. And they couldn't communicate with other species like we can, and they had to eat plants and animals to live, to get energy for whatever that was. And like, lots of them weren't as happy as we were. Oh, it's so good now. But yeah, what a strange epoch that that those guys lived in. But this is basically the little speech in the Matrix I think I've stumbled into here. Like the
you're a disease, Morpheus.
That was quite good, little Hugo.
Oh, Matrix.
Yeah, I think, well, actually, yeah, here's the weirdest thing about 21st century humans. Like, they'd look back and they'd go, what the hell, these people thought they were good, and they could still fall over. Like, they thought they were the peak of existence, but still, you know, when walking or running or whatever, like, at any time, they were at risk of falling to the ground and getting hurt, or stubbing their toes, or banging their heads. What a bunch of pricks. But have you seen that video of the rhino falling over, to take it on a better slant? Like, imagine a rhino, you know, amazing creature, millions of years of evolution, but, you know, it can still fall over. And in this video, like, it's a beautiful rhino walking along, and it's sort of teetering on this slippery, slanted floor, looks like it's in a zoo or something. And then its mate walks up and walks into it, gives it a little nudge, and it just flips over like a pancake, like, effortlessly. And yeah, it's probably really embarrassing for it and gutted that it's on film. But, you know, if you're going to do that, all that stuff with evolving and stuff, you got to get the basics right, innit? You know, before you start evolving a big old horn on your head and all that, you got to sort your life out, you big grey prat. But, yeah, maybe this has all got a bit weird and it's a bit of an exaggeration, but yeah, I think it's just interesting that we will never know just how good things are going to get. And if I've said it once, I've said it 185 million, bajillion, million, million, trillion times. Never exaggerate. So, yeah, this one's gone a bit deep, innit? I told you I was tired, but I'm going to cut it off there, I think. So I will say to you, gorgeous people, hasta la vista. Hasta la vista, muchachos. Damas y caballeros. Caballeros. Adiós a todos. I was going to try and smuggle in a load of Phil Collins references, but that's kind of gone out the window now. But yeah, listen back to the start of this episode and see if you can spot any Phil Collins songs or whatever. That'll be fun for you. Maybe do it on another podcast platform so you can give me some stats. That'll be nice. But if you would be so inclined, you can always send me a message. This one, you know, might have some backlash maybe, but the address, as always, is tidbitspod@protonmail.com. Read the show notes for how to support. Also, it's got the details of, I make weekly sort of shuffle Spotify lists, so go there if you've got any, if you're ever stuck for a song. There's probably going to be one song in each one of those lists that you might like, at least. But, yeah, actually, I'll put this back at you. Like, if you've got any song recommendations or funny podcasts as well, like good podcasts, good songs, please send them over to me, and like, maybe just tell me why you like them as well, and I'll give them a listen, just so I don't sort of get into this ever shortening algorithmic entertainment vortex. I was at my mate's house the other day. Shout out Ginger Bob, hello mate. But yeah, it's the list that Spotify makes for you. I didn't realise that it was sort of tailored. I thought that was just general new releases. It's just based on what you listened to before. So it's just kind of like, it's just, well, for me, it's just ultimately going to boil down into like Usher. So give me some song recommendations. That would be nice. Some snazzy local music or whatever if you're somewhere cool. But yeah, for now, my beauts, I'll say cheers, say bye, ta-da, see you later, much love. Coming up next, the story of how Phil Collins joined Genesis.
You can't tell me what to do, you ain't man!
Drummer?